Hello, it's Bruce.
Hi, Bruce. It's Nadine.
Yes, ma'am.
With Local Splash. I was just checking. I checked in back with you. I know earlier you were on a tractor, so I didn't know if this was going to be a good time to call you.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Okay.
Got me in the, it's fine. Go ahead.
Okay, perfect. So I know that you had mentioned, you said you hadn't checked your card charges, but there was a charge you said on your card, right? From what I understand, it was $189 for Google ads.
Yes, ma'am. July 1st, Google ads, $179.72. I called them, but they told me what the charge was, but they couldn't tell me anything else. I waited on hold for 11 minutes and I hung up.
Interesting, because I know the only thing you had with us was a Google Guaranteed. I mean, that's all you have. We're not even doing Google ads. So you've never ran Google ads on your own. You never used a company to run Google ads. So I'm just kind of curious as to where that charge is coming from.
Yeah, me too.
Because we have nothing to do with Google ads. All you're doing is Google Guaranteed. That's it.
Yeah.
So when you, in the past, you had someone managing your Google profile page, right?
Yeah.
How long ago was that? Do you remember?
It was a long time. I did, I had a really bad falling out with a company called,
right?
I can't remember the name of it. They were horrible.
Probably like Town Square, 411 Local, Brand Rep, Page Hub.
No, it was a one word deal. And they started advertising my name under a different phone number.
Right.
And people were calling that number and getting put through to me. And they were recording my phone calls and, I told them I didn't want to do that. And then, like, all the clients that I had helped that had that number, they couldn't get in touch. I can't remember the name of that company. They're horrible. I looked them up on one time, and all they had was hundreds of bad reviews.
Yeah. Oh, wow. So, yeah, because I'm even looking at your billing, and any time that we would have charged you, right, you're going to automatically get a receipt because the receipt is for your tax purposes, right? And by law, we have to send you a receipt. The only charge that I see is that one-time charge for the application fee, $250. There's no other charges on the account. What I would suggest is this. Was it with your bank card or like a credit card?
Credit card.
Okay. What I would do is I would call them, right? Because this happened with my husband's credit card with Amazon. He had a charge on there on something that he didn't authorize, right? And so he called his credit card and he just told him, listen, I didn't authorize this charge. They kind of went through, okay, this charge was, this was actually yes. And then, but this charge wasn't. And then they went ahead and they said, okay, well, they call it an investigation or whatever they said. And then we'll put it back on your account. I mean, that would be the only thing that I can suggest, because the only thing that we've ever charged you was just the $250 application fee. We haven't even charged you for the leads because you wanted to speak with me first because of this charge that you had for the Google ads. So they haven't activated the leads until you give that approval. And that's $158. So that wouldn't even be close to what was charged on your card. We can't even charge that until you give the approval. So,
okay, a couple of things I want to talk to you about.
Okay.
First, I've gotten probably a half a dozen calls. The incoming call, and it'll be like an AI voice or a CG voice, and it'll say Google Guaranteed Customer or something like that. Guaranteed. As soon as I answer it, it goes dead. I haven't got to speak to anybody yet. Hello, this is Bruce, and it goes dead. One time I answered it, and someone was trying to buy plumbing parts as if I was a a retail outlet. And I said, ma'am, we don't do that. We're service providers.
Right.
And then one other time it was somebody trying to sell me insurance.
But okay.
Most of the time it just, as soon as I answered it, just bang, it goes dead.
Okay. Hold on. Let me notate this real quick. Give me 1 second. Okay. So you get the call, right? And it says incoming Google guaranteed lead, right?
Something like that. Yep.
Yeah. If someone is calling you, let's say they're calling you if you're hiring, if they're calling you about a service that's outside of your services, like you don't sell parts, right? That's an unqualified lead. They credit it right back to you. It's considered unqualified. Now, if you answer it and then it goes dead, that's not a qualified lead. You didn't talk to anybody. So let me do this real quick. Hold on. I'm asking them a quick question right now on the general chat. Yeah, so anytime, so remember anytime that you get someone calling you, even if you're hiring, right? They called you to see if you're hiring. If they called you for a service that is outside of your services that you offer, right? They're calling you if you're selling parts. They're calling you to remove a tree, or if they're even calling you outside of the area that you service and you don't accept that job, it's considered unqualified. Okay? Now, even if it was dead air, see, because all these calls are recorded, right?
Okay.
So they have an automatic system that's set up, which they will know which calls are qualified and which ones aren't.
Now, who's they?
Google. We also have access to those calls as well. So this is what I like about it, because it's not like you have to always call in and say, hey, that wasn't a qualified lead, because we also have access to the call recordings. So you don't have to dispute it, because it's automatically credited to you. They have Google, as well as ourselves, have access to those calls. Because they're recorded calls, because we need to ensure that if that's not a qualified lead, that we're taking care of it on our end, right? The only time it's qualified, Bruce, is if you talk to someone on the phone and you're giving them a price, like you're giving them an estimate, which I don't really think you do estimates, right, unless you go out to them and check it out, because it's kind of hard to give an estimate, right, over the phone. So until you actually see it, because it could end up costing more than what you would be estimating. Or if you set an appointment, okay, so if you talk about price, or if you set an appointment with them, then that's a qualified lead, right? But if they call you outside of your services, if they're calling you for parts, if they're calling you outside of your service area or outside the services that you provide, or if they're calling to solicitate you, that is an unqualified lead. They will credit it right back. Okay. What were some of the other questions that you had?
Well, you answered a lot of questions already.
Oh, okay. So I kind of jumped ahead for you?
Well, I'm not real happy with everything you just said. Not at all. It's really disturbing.
With what?
With everything you just told me.
What was disturbing about it? I don't understand.
Well, I mean, how would they know what I said between myself and a client unless they're listening to...
Oh, okay. So, you know, well, no. Let me explain, right? And you have access to your calls too, okay? So Google guaranteed, right? They gave you that tracking number, okay, that's linked to your phone. They're not sitting there listening to your call, right? When it says incoming Google guaranteed lead, the call is being recorded, because let's just say, Bruce, there was something, you forgot an address, right? You set up an appointment with someone and you forgot the address. You can go back and even listen to your recorded calls, right, to grab that address. It's not that someone's sitting there on your phone. What it does is it relieves the stress of you having to call us and say, hey, that was an unqualified lead. because we're aware of what's qualified and what's not. So it's relieving that stress from you having to call us if there's a lead that's unqualified. Does that kind of make sense? No one's like sitting on the phone listening to your calls, in other words.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've already admitted twice that someone is.
You just said
that I can go back and listen to what I said with someone. That means it's being recorded somewhere.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Well, they have to be a recorded call because this is how we can determine that that was not a qualified lead for you and we're crediting you right back. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, I don't think we're going to be able to do business like that.
How else would you want to be credited, Bruce, if it wasn't a qualified lead? I explained this in the very beginning. I mean, I was sure of that because I always work on transparency. It's our way of being able to help you, in other words, right? Because let's say someone was soliciting you. We don't want you being charged for that lead. I mean, I would assume you wouldn't want to pay for the lead if they were soliciting you, right?
Well, I don't think that we're going to be able to do business. It sounds like doing business with you is going to lead to me having to pay someone else to answer the phone to separate me from possible liabilities.
I don't understand by the liabilities. I mean,
I don't care.
I'm sorry?
I don't think this is going to work. It's really sad because I was really looking forward to
So the fact that because the recorded calls and we're determining that that lead is not a qualified lead for you so that you're credited back for that, I mean, that I'm just trying to understand. So I'm hearing you correctly. That's what you don't like?
If you're recording my voice. Okay, well.
I'm just trying to understand.
Okay. Well. Man.
Yes, I'm listening.
No, I don't really have anything else to say. I'm not going to be recorded, period. If you're going to record me, you're done. I mean, I know if you call me to discuss the terms and things like that, and you tell me we're being recorded, that's fine. But if you record conversations between me and a client or a potential client, that should be illegal.
I understand what you're saying, Bruce. I get that. My thing is that, let's say somebody called you, right? From the Google Guaranteed Program. You have a prospect calling you, right? And like you mentioned, they're asking you if you're selling parts.
Do you tell them they're being recorded when they call my line?
Well, you know, that's a great question. Yes, I would have to find out. But I'm assuming
if you don't tell them, you're breaking the law.
So how would you like to proceed with this, Bruce?
I don't see what we can do at this point. I'm not going to be part of something illegal. I'm not going to have my clients or potential clients recorded behind their back. I'm not going to hire somebody to answer the phone, so I have to worry about what I say.
Give me 1 second. I'm asking a quick question here, just to clarify that for you.
Yodel. That's the name of that damn company. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Yodel.
Oh, it's okay. Yodel, yeah, I've heard of them. Yodel, what they mainly do is they're submitting you to like a bunch of directories. They're not primarily focused on like Google. It's mainly like just sending you off to directories, right? They do like a directory submission. So there are certain directories within their platform that they just submit your information to those. How long were you with them? Was it a while?
No, it was only a couple of months, and I had enough of that immediately when I found out they were, I mean, I hate to put it this way, but they were pimping me out to a different phone number. My clients didn't even have my phone number. Yodel had created another phone number and signed my images, my name, my reviews, everything to this other number.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and then they've got the legal right to sell that number to another plumber so they could get my people looking for me that can't find me, and it was downright piracy.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Well, you got out of that right away, though, right?
Yeah, it was only 2 or 3 months, but still, I had, you know, probably helped 50 or 80 people that had a made-up phone number, and I run into them all the time in person. They're like, we still call that number. We never get you. I don't, you know, it's horrible.
Why would they put a different phone number? I don't understand.
Because they can own that number, and if I break up with them, they're guaranteed that many incoming calls to that number, and they can just sell that number to another plumber, guaranteeing 150 calls or whatever.
Oh, my gosh. So they keep the ownership of the phone number, so if anyone calls, you're not going to get those calls.
Exactly.
So it's a way of kind of holding you hostage, in other words.
Yeah, that's what I call it, piracy.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, wow. That's.
But anyway, Nadine, I mean,
I'm going to get clarification on that. Okay, because I do want to be clear on that, and then I can call you tomorrow. I'm just waiting for him to respond. He might be in a meeting, but I'm going to get that clarification, and then I will call you back to let you know what was said.
Okay, well, I can't help but $179.72 bill was something generated by incoming calls, whether I took them or whatever.
It definitely wasn't generated from us. And honestly, I even confirmed that the Google guaranteed, those leads aren't even on yet. They haven't been activated at all. Cause I even clarified, have his leads been turned on? They're like, no, that's why we were calling to see when he wanted them activated. And then that's when you wanted to speak with me. So that's why I called you first. Yeah, because the leads haven't been turned on. Please do, because I will tell you, Bruce, it's nowhere coming from us. I know that for a fact. And I even confirmed with them, have his leads been turned on? They're like, absolutely not. That's why we were calling to activate the leads.
Well, we're going to have to get to the bottom of the recording. This and that. I'm not interested
in
that.
I'm actually getting, once I get clarification on that, I will call you. Okay? So more than likely it'll be tomorrow. Okay?
All right. Goodbye.
All right, Bruce. Thank you. Have a good evening.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.